Hello and welcome to the Space Case Sarah Show. Again, back from this break with the space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin. Kavi's trying really hard to convince us he's frozen. I know you're not. I can see you.
With my stupid space breathing. Nerds,
Kavi and Benjamin. I know, biology. Could you stop breathing so loud?
We are
doing a trivia episode, and Benjamin just gave us his sort of ringer of he went through really fast a bunch of questions at the end there, and a lot of them had to deal with moons, which I have a feeling is because you've been dropping down a list of moon facts on your Science Actually page, so you are armed with moon facts. Kavi, what you got for us? What facts do you have?
I have questions, you know. I was actually thinking.
We'll ask the questions.
I was worried that I was, you know, focusing too much on space physics, or astrophysics questions, and so I tried to go towards other parts of physics. And it's lucky that I did that because y'all asked some great questions that were more space related. But there is a theme to the questions that I am asking.
Perfect. It's my favorite.
Yes, it is physics. But the first thing that I want to start off with is, do you find folks know what a unit of force is? When you apply a force to an object, what physical units are used to measure it?
A newton?
Nice. Yes, exactly.
Your dog.
My dog. Yeah. This is the American system uses units of my dogs per second. How many? And if we're using that force and we're making pressure, we're applying a pressure on something, what unit is that?
Ooh.
Pounds?
Velocity?
I'll give you a clue. His
atmospheres?
He was a French mathematician.
Joules? No, that's energy. No, French mathematician.
Yes, mathematician / physicist. First name was Blaise, if I'm not mistaken.
Blaise. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't do super great in my physics class. Newton's...
I'm going to be honest, as soon as you said Blaze, I'm thinking about the movie Dodgeball. Blazer. Laser.
If you can dodge a question, you can dodge a ball.
Dodging this question.
So I will...
You're going to say it and I'm going to be like, God.
I will give you the answer in the form of a joke. There are a bunch of physicists who are playing hide and seek, and Newton was seeking, and you had Einstein and Galileo and Blaise Pascal who were hiding, and Newton was out looking for them, and he was seeking, and then he saw Blaise Pascal standing in a little square on the ground that was a meter by a meter by a meter. Or a meter by a meter. And he says, haha, Pascal, I found you. But it was not Pascal. It was Newton standing in the square. And it was one Newton squared meter.
That might have been pinky up fine level science humor right there.
Physicist parties must be amazing.
No, Newton didn't find himself. It was, so a Pascal is one Newton per square meter. And that is the unit of force. And because I'm seemingly doing so well with units, I'm going to continue. And
yes, keep it up.
I'm going to ask if you guys know what the rudest unit in physics is. The rudest, yes.
Okay.
The rudest, the most rude.
R-U-D-E.
Yes.
the rudest.
I'm thinking about the, a lot of names of minerals that are not appropriate, but I can't think of.
So what is the rudest measurement unit in physics?
Yeah. I'll take you guys back to derivatives, if that might give you a bit of a hint when you have the location of something in physics and you derive it, you get the velocity, right? And then the second derivative.
Is it the volume of liquid, a buttload? Yeah, which is a real thing.
It's
140 gallons.
Not quite what I was referring to. The derivative of position is velocity, and the second derivative is acceleration. And the third derivative is jerk. The jerk is the rate of change of acceleration with respect to time. Yes.
See, I don't think I got that far in physics. I remember velocity and you know, acceleration and not taking friction into account. And I just remember being like, not taking friction into account. I don't know how we put rockets into space. I swear to God, like, just like a little pulley system to drag something across a table. They're like, not taking friction into account. I'm like, this is math.
Please tell me the jerk is named after a physicist, like Ferdinand Jerk or something like that.
Yes, yes. H.T. Right. Jerk was
H.T. Jerk.
He was a failure of a physicist, and that's why this unit was named after him. But also, fun fact:
his son is probably named Kurt.
Because Sarah, the reason why you probably didn't remember it, Kurt.
Oh gosh,
Sarah and I were discussing before we started recording what the male version of a Karen is.
A Karen is.
It's either a Keith or a Kurt. Apologies to listeners out there whose names are Keith, Kurt, Karen, or Jerk.
There's a story to this too. But go ahead, keep going.
Well, I'll just finish off. I'll finish off with a jerk, and then I'll let you tell this story about the jerk that you met. But these are all like the second and third derivatives, but which nobody really uses in physics. But the fourth, fifth, and sixth derivative of the position are called snap, crackle, and pop.
Shut up. No, are they really?
I swear. It is.
Okay, maybe there is no reason. Parties aren't that bad. All right.
This we have a lot of
why,
run bubbles.
This is what I'm saying. Like, this is why, like, if you discovered a new dinosaur today, they would be like, this is Spiny McSpikester or something. You know, like, it'd be ridiculous. It's like, we're very lucky that most things were discovered at a time where everyone was like, there are social standards or, you know, like institutional standards of how we should name this. Now today, we'd be ridiculous. I do have a story about a jerk. I don't want to take away from your questions, though. But I do. I grade A kind of jerk today. A guy went out of his way to tell me that my following robot was a tripping hazard.
Really? Was he carrying a box of snap, crackle, and pop?
No Rice Krispies. But, and he's like trying to like rope the woman in next to him. He's like, right? Like, you know, in an aisle, this would, no one could see that. And Kavi brings up this great point. He's like, it's like the same like height as like a wet floor sign. So.
And color.
Yeah, and color. It's yellow.
I'm 6'5". I trip over people's children. So well, I think you're okay with little robot. I'd rather trip over your robot than little child.
I do the same thing, but it's not really an accident.
Jerks out there. Hey, boy, the standard. I mean, first of all, do you have a physics derivative named after you? No. So
no.
That's a bar that's pretty hard to reach. But then I felt like this was like a new era of like, get off my lawn, you know. But like, you know, this guy's like watching a robot that I swear you've never seen this before, and yet he had a beef. So anyway, to the Kurtz of the world, we're sorry, but we're calling you Kurtz or Keith from now on. What else do you have?
Well, the next one is also a physics unit. That is the theme of my questions, because I seem to be stuck on units. Mm-hmm. It was a thing like in when you do physics courses in at the end of high school and university, they're always like, you know, write down your answer with units, otherwise we're taking off half the points. So units are very important to physicists. Mm-hmm. So this unit, which is a measure of electrical inductance, which we can talk about afterwards if anybody cares, is also named after a person.
Jules.
Of inductance. Watts. Sarah said before that Jules is energy. I was going to do Jules. I was going to do like a whole series of J's. Like, I was going to do Jerk, Jiffy, Jansky, the unit of radio flux, and Jiffy. But then I decided that would be
I love the unit of radio flux.
It's the best.
I don't know what it is.
It's the brightness. It's the flux. Never mind. So leaving the flux alone, what is this unit of inductance? It's named after a person. It doesn't start with a J. And it is the same name as one of the trains in Thomas the Tank Engine.
Shoot. It's like the brightness of your light bulb, right? Like the...
What?
Lumens? A lumen? That's a lumen, right? Is that
no,
a lumen?
No, tis not a lumen. I'll give you a clue. You guys know those vacuum cleaners with the eyes on them?
Roomba?
No, not the Roomba. Hoover? The industrial ones. The industrial ones that you'll see at like hotels and restaurants.
Seriously, there are... vacuum cleaners with eyes on them in hotels and restaurants?
Yeah, it's like, where, go to Australia. Where do you live?
Australia sounds that awesome.
Would be called, that would be called...
eyes on everything. Okay.
Workers
here. I just want to test myself. If I Google vacuum cleaner with eyes, I want to see... Yeah, it's the first result. So the answer that you were looking for is Henry... named after Joseph Henry, the American scientist who discovered induction. Faraday also discovered it, but this was an independent discovery. So yeah, Henry is the unit of inductance from an electrical coil.
See, this is how rockets got to space, and it was not responsible for me.
But you guys seriously don't know Henry? That's crazy.
I've never heard of Henry's. How many Henrys is this? That just sounds odd.
How does it translate to Kurtz?
Yeah.
What's the conversion rate of Henrys to Kurtz?
Eagles?
It's, if you're talking in terms of electrical resistance, ohms, it's a Henry is an ohm times a second. Otherwise, it's a kilogram meter squared per second squared ampere squared. Otherwise, it's three giraffes per eagle per freedom squared.
Why didn't you say that from the beginning? Oh, God.
That would have done it, huh?
Giraffes per eagle, guys.
I saw your message in the chat. So Kavi has to get going. He's got some family to pick up from the airport, so he's gonna give us one more question, and actually this time's out perfect. We're gonna wrap it up. So
that was the one more question.
That was your one more question. I'm sorry. Well, that was perfect. He's got people to go pick up from the
airport. I have
airport.
To leave in a jiffy, but my last question can be, how long is a jiffy?
A second.
Less.
A nanosecond.
A less.
Picosecond.
Less.
It doesn't exist.
A jiffy is 3 × 10⁻²⁴ seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say that next after the other words.
I use that. Okay. I use it all the time.
Yeah.
I'll see you in this many. I do actually say jiff, though. I do say, I'll see you in a jiff. God damn it. I was going
to. Oh, but not when you're referring to jiff, I hope.
No, Jiff. I'll be there in a jiffy, or I'll be there in a jiff. You know, like
that's
I say
an
that.
American term, Kavi. We'll see you in a jiffy. I'll be there in
that
a jiffy.
That is the size of one peanut butter jar. Duh. This is a good episode. A good trial run of our new recording platform. So we're going to see how this works out for us. Next time I will definitely try to have a little bit more challenging questions prepared. apparently when you say unique or interesting facts, the internet doesn't know much and they give you pretty generic suggestions. And but you guys did great. You had great questions. Thank you so much for the tantalizing stimulation of facts.
Yes, my brain is feeling tantalized.
Get it?
Tantalized.
Titanializing.
As always, thank you for listening. We're Space Case Sarah, Fun Fact Science, Science Actually Science, depending on the platform. We're actually like, we're right up on the time limit. So we're going to end this recording session, let Kavi be on his merry way. And please remember to follow us on social media. We are very needy creatures. Follow the station. We still always have our Crew Club t-shirts available, so go sign up at irockspaceradio.com. And you have been listening to the Space Case Sarah Show with my space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin, here on iRock Space Radio.